Kirk and Marianne out here with Bradley Bozeman and Pat Ricard. So what's going on, gentlemen? Purple Evening, your first one. How about you, Pat?
This is my second.
Second, you're a veteran. You're the rookie. What do you think, Bradley?
I think it's an awesome event. You know, there's a lot of people. I really didn't expect this many people. And I mean, this is a huge event.
Yeah. Congratulations. I wasn't sure if you were on the bubble, if you were going to make the team. And then do you get a call? How do you know that you're safe?
You really don't know. You know, you just kind of, the day goes by and you don't get a call, and then 4 o'clock rolls around and it's like, so I guess I made it.
You know?
Then you look online and your friends are sending you the roster that says that you made it. And I mean, it's just a tremendous feeling. And, you know, celebrated with my family and friends, my fiance that I have here with me today.
So. Go out and buy a yacht.
Yeah, not quite.
Immediately.
That's
what I would imagine.
Do you know, you may not know his story. I mean, it was a national story. After the championship game, you proposed.
Correct.
On national TV.
Aww.
I mean,
and she was like, I'll think about it.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went. But yeah, that day was just unbelievable. You know, we were down, you know, didn't even know if we were going to pull out the win, and luckily we did, and got her down the field, you know. That took a while, but, you know, got her in front of everyone and dropped down to a knee, and she said yes. And, I mean, I didn't really expect it to blow up like it did. But
it went everywhere.
I mean, it
did
went everywhere.
Did you talk about it before it happened? Did she have...
She had no clue.
But you talked in general about getting married.
Yes, we did. We did.
So it was our second date.
I would not have done that if there was any chance.
That's what
that
I always
wonder. No, so.
Right. You have to, like, be like, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
You know what, though?
Exactly.
I would have probably made sure I had a good gig first before I... You know, that's love, because you're not sure what you're going to be doing, but you propose at the championship, you know, after the championship game. That's love right there.
Yes, sir.
You know. Pat, you look like you played more defense than offense yesterday. Is that fair to say?
It is correct. Probably had, like, I think 11 snaps on defense, about 5 on offense.
Okay, yeah. What's your takeaway after, you know, not quite 24 hours, but about that? Since that defeat in Cleveland, I've been telling people, Cleveland's getting a lot of good picks. They're stacking them up. They're not going to be the same old Browns.
Right.
You guys
right.
got a good whiff of that yesterday.
Right. So, I mean, this whole season with the Browns, I mean, they've had every game has been so close. You know, overtime. This is a third overtime game, I'm pretty sure. So,
yeah.
You know, going to the game, you knew it was going to be a close game. It was a divisional game on the road. You know, I think we're just disappointed with how the outcome of the game went. You know, so many things happened in the game that could have went either way. But I think it's something that we really have to learn from and just keep moving forward and keep working.
You could tell I'm an old guy. I would have grabbed that hat and I would have rounded out that brim. Look how flat the brim is. I mean, that's a 23-year-old dude right
there.
Yeah,
that's what you're supposed to do now, Pat.
I know.
Yeah, remember the tunnel?
That would drive me crazy, though, wearing that flat brim like that.
That's the way you're supposed to do it.
I'm with you.
And you have to keep
right.
the stickers
the same
on,
way,
too.
So it's not an age thing. Bradley Bozeman is half my age, if not more, and he's not going that route.
Yeah, it looks weird on my head. That's the only reason. it doesn't quite line up.
That's
right,
funny.
Yeah.
I remember in college, it had to be like a tiny little tunnel. That was how narrow it had to be.
And that little Ravens logo on that hat, that's a newer thing, too. I haven't seen. I mean, it doesn't take up much of the hat. Hey, what about Dean Pease taking everything he knows about the Ravens to the Tennessee Titans? Now, you guys, you're going up against sort of a disadvantage because he knows what you do.
Right.
How much do you have to change?
I mean, that's all with the coaches. I don't think we have to do anything differently. Just keep doing what we've been doing. But, you know, the Titans, I'm pretty sure this year their defense has been, you know, one of the top defenses, and that's because Dean Pease is a great coach. You know, when he was here, he was dominant defenses. So I think for our offense coming in this game, it's going to be just, you know, a great battle and a great test for us.
Bradley, have you had a welcome to the NFL moment? Somebody ring your bell, or did you buy a car? Pat say, all right, yeah. Did you say, damn, this is crazy?
I mean, just the overall, how good everyone is. You know, it's not, you know, college was, you know, this guy's good and this guy, but here, I mean, it's everywhere across
the board.
You're
meeting the best of every
school.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just the competition level is so much higher and so consistent. I mean, guys like Brennan Williams and Pat and Mike Pearson, they're big dudes and they're really powerful, and You know, they're not just big. They're strong. They're smart. They're fast. They're everything. So,
well, you got enough butt in the jeans to handle it. You know what I mean? You guys got to have enough ass back there.
Wait,
some
what?
Guys don't have it. He knows what I'm talking about.
I know exactly
about.
What you're talking about.
Hey, we'll come back with more. Pat Ricard and Bradley Bozeman. It's a Purple Leader. Make some noise, ladies.